Miss the conversation? Find all the interviews in the podcast section on capetalk.co.za.
I'm so pleased we've got a few minutes in hand to be able to squeeze in this next interview before we play you some music to wrap up the show today. I know some of you will have been listening in the afternoons to the really heartrending stories featured on John's show in our campaign with the Reach for a Dream Foundation and African Bank. And I'm sure many of you will have felt moved by those stories of children who are fighting life-threatening illnesses and often have the very simplest of wishes that they would like to come true. If you have felt moved by those stories today, I'd like to offer you a way to help, because later on this week, Reach for a Dream is going to be hosting a fundraising event, which is also an attempt to set a Guinness World Record for the biggest ever virtual cook-along. The event is called Cooking for Dreams, and it's going to feature two celebrity chefs who will guide the participants through a cook-off in their own home. They are the My Kitchen Rules duo of David Higgs and Jay Something. And it is always lekker to have the Mikasa frontman, Jay Something, on the show. Lovely to chat to you again, Jay. Welcome back.
Hey, Pippa, how you doing, man? It's nice to be with you again. Wow.
I'm so glad we had time to squeeze this in today. It's been ages since we chatted, and last time it was about the music, but also about the food, Jay. So a lot of our listeners will know that food is, I don't know if it's your second passion after music or if they hover as equals in your heart, but you're passionate about cooking, aren't you?
Yeah, I love everything I do, which I'm grateful for. But if I had to give an answer, I'd definitely choose music over food, but sure, I love food as well, but yeah, passionate about everything that I do.
Okay. How did you come to get involved in this cause with Reach for a Dream?
So Cooking for Dreams is actually an idea that came from my camp. It came from my manager, Sergio, and he gave me this idea once. He said, yo, why don't we do this? And I said to him, man, I think it's an amazing idea. Let's develop it. So we actually conceptualized this event and the idea around it, and then pitched it to Reach for a Dream and then started to build on it. And now here we are, you know, literally 2 days away from setting, hopefully, a new Guinness World Record. And making a huge impact. You know, that's the most important
Absolutely.
Thing. Like, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, well, we'll talk about that aspect in just a moment. But the event itself, you and David are going to be doing the cook-off live streaming from the Vitality Healthy Food Studio. What is it that the other participants in this record are going to need to do?
Well, we're all going to get together on Thursday and have one big cook-along. We're all just going to get together in our kitchens from our different spaces at home, and we're going to cook together. You know, the idea is that you've ordered your box on cookingfordreams.co.za, and we've delivered the box to your house, so we will deliver it to you if you haven't ordered it yet. And then you'll have all the ingredients in your box, and we will link up online, and we will cook together. And as we do this, we are not only feeding ourselves and building awesome memories, but we'll be able to make a huge impact and help Reach for a Dream realize many more dreams.
Your hope, I know, is that 3,000 people will be joining you in this exercise. Each of them will have spent how much to be part of the event, Jay?
The box is $350, and I mean, you're getting a meal for four. So it really is, for me, I mean, you know, what a better way to make an impact, you know, than by, yes, making an impact, but also building an awesome memory and also getting a meal for you and your family. So it would cost you $350 for this event.
Okay, and that box full of incredible Woolies ingredients will be delivered to your doorstep by day at DHL in time to participate in the challenge, which is happening on Thursday, is it, Jeff?
Yeah, Thursday. You know, the excitement is so real. Like, we're all, like, on the phone every day, like, checking out things. And today we went through the running order. You know, I heard also that Mikasa's going to perform. Like, it's going to be amazing.
Are you allowed to tell us what you're going to be cooking? Is it one of the recipes from your cookbook, or is that something that has to stay secret?
Well, I mean, you know, like, I think that, you know, there is privileges to those who have ordered the box. They'll get their recipe card and all the delicious ingredients. But we are making something that is aligned to the weather that we're in. Uh-huh. You know, it's a bit chilly where we are. And in the winter, there's nothing more delicious than a comforting bowl of something good, like a curry. So we are going to be making something really warm and comforting.
Sounds delicious. I wish I could be there to taste the end result. Jay, as you mentioned, hopefully most people have already got their orders in, but if somebody still wants to make a contribution, even if it's just a financial donation to the cause, you mentioned the Cooking for Dreams website, cookingfordreams.co.za. Of course, you can also go straight to reachforadream.org.za and use the donate button there to contribute as much or as little as you feel that you can. I mean, the end result, that money, just remind us, for those who haven't heard all the interviews on Cape Talk in the last few days, what is that money going to be used for?
Well, I mean, like, you know, seven years ago, I think I had my first experience with Reach for a Dream, and I'll never forget it. And since then, I've been so close to the organization because I think what they do is absolutely phenomenal. And, you know, 7 years ago, we got this call. We had been overseas somewhere. We had just landed back, and there was this thing in our calendar of meeting. I can't even remember the princess's name, but let's say it was Noctula. And we were meeting Noctula, and she wanted to meet with us. And I didn't quite understand it. And we actually tried to get away from that meeting because we were so tired. Eventually, they said to us, listen, man, the doctor doesn't think that this girl will make it past the month, you know. So the girl's dream is to meet you. And I thought, what? I almost went cold, you know, like I thought this was insane. And anyway, I had one of the most memorable moments of my life where I met with this princess and we got to spend time together and we had a meal together. And that is what Reach for Dream does. They give kids that have these serious situations the opportunity to dream and hope for something to their wildest dreams. So some of them have met Lewis Hamilton, they've met the president, they've, you know, gotten computers, they wanted a PlayStation, whatever it may be. Reach for Dream does that. So the money that we raise will go towards that. We'll go to allowing kids the ability to dream. And one of the things that we're doing is we're actually building a dream room with the income from this, which is a room that will be built inside one of these facilities that hold some of these kids together with nurses and everything. And it's basically we've called it a symphony room, where it's like a music orientated room where these kids can go and just play with music and sounds and just get their minds off their unfortunate realities, I guess. So you will really be doing an amazing thing if you're part of this. And I really just want to encourage everybody to just, you know, be a part of it, because it will be a magical moment. You'll have a delicious meal and you'll make a serious impact.
Jay Something, applause to you and David Higgs for the role that you're playing in staying connected with this cause. The Reach for a Dream Cooking for Dreams event is happening on Thursday this week. Jay, I hope it's a huge success and that you raise all the money you're hoping for and then some on top of that as well. Jay Something, the frontman of Mikasa, one of the two celebrity chefs leading the online cook-off. So you don't have to go anywhere or congregate anywhere. You do the cooking in your own kitchen. If enough of you do it all at the same time, you'll be part of setting a new Guinness World Record, as well as contributing to a wonderful cause. More information on cookingfordreams.co.za or reachforadream.org.za.